Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it's like discovering a new kind of wash day.
You bet.
Now I use this same granulated soap for everything in my wash.
That's right.
Now I can wash my prettiest rayon slips with this same soap and that gets my towels so white.
Absolutely.
Say, what are you two talking about? Let me in on this.
Oh, excuse us. Why, this lady was just showing her enthusiasm about Dove, that new kind of granulated soap.
Well, yes, haven't you heard about Dove? It does all three kinds of wash, from work shirts, towels, to rayon slips.
You mean this does everything in the wash?
Yes, everything. And that's important to remember now during spring house cleaning, because you can use this same does for your heaviest wash rugs and blankets, and for your bright washable slip covers and rayon net curtains, too.
Well, it's news to me that any wash day soap could be really safe for those fussy colors.
Oh, but does is different. Different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. It's extra safe for your rayons and colored washables.
Yes, you should see how grand Dove is for my slip covers and curtains. And yet it gets those heavy wash rugs wonderfully clean.
Does it take a lot of scrubbing?
No, ma'am. You won't have any hard scrubbing to do. Why, you can't buy a soap that gets dirt out easier than Dove.
And wait till you see how dazzling Dove gets your white bedspreads and linens. Why, I've never used a soap that gives me whiter washes than Dove.
Of course you haven't. Washings don't come any whiter than Dove does them.
Well, this does certainly must be different.
It is. Well, you can tell the difference in the suds.
Sure. If you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find does gives more suds even in hardest water. Suds that build up faster and last longer. You see, does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for does, D-U-Z, today. And let does do everything in your wash at house cleaning time and all the time. And now, the Goldbergs. Jake finally decided to take matters into his own hands and nip Rosie's romance with Walter Jerome in the bud, only to find himself on the receiving end of an ultimatum before he had a chance to say a word. For Mrs. Jerome came over to the Goldbergs and accused Jake of trying to wreck her plans for Walter's future for his own daughter's sake. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. The Goldbergs are only too anxious that Rosalie should not in any way become involved. But right now, tonight, on Passover night, the Goldbergs are at their friends, the Blooms, in New York, celebrating Passover, and waiting to meet Rosie, who's coming from Florida on the midnight special. Listen.
Ma! Ma, what's the matter? Don't you feel well?
I'm all right, Samlet. So many people inside, darling. So many people, and it's so warm. I want to sit by the window and cool myself off a minute. Why, we had such a big supper, such a big Seder. And I think I'm excited because Rose will be home on the midnight train.
Well, drink a little water, Mom.
Oh, darling, maybe it was the wine.
It was only sweet wine.
Mrs. Goldberg, aren't you feeling well?
I'm feeling very well, Mikey, darling. I'm feeling very well. Is Grandpa going to sing soon, huh?
You better be there when he does, Mikey.
You better be there when he sings, Mikey. Your mama's getting up from the table. You see that? Oh, your mama, Mikey. Mrs. Blue, darling, please. Sit down the table, please. I'm cooling myself off a little bit. Sit down the table. Don't disturb yourself, please. Oh, your mama's such a to-do, Mikey. Such a to-do. She always sees everything.
You feel better now, Ma?
I'm wonderful, family.
Excited because Rosie's coming home, huh?
Uh-huh.
Me too.
Oh, Mikey, darling. This is the first Passover Seder that Rose is not present. Remember, Samly, when she used to be jealous that she wasn't a boy and she couldn't ask the four questions, huh? Oh, and how she used to pull my sleeve when she was a little baby and ask me, what does it mean? What does it mean? Tell me, Mama, darling. What does it mean? And I used to have to explain. And after all the explanations, the questions went on and on and on and on and on.
My aunt, you're at the table?
I'm coming, darling.
Now, come, Sammy. Mikey, your grandfather is going to sing soon. We'll be right in.
Come on, darling. Yeah. Come in soon because if Grandpa's going to sing or sing, I got you.
Okay, well.
Hey, what's going on, Sammy?
What, Mikey?
All this business with Rosie.
Oh. It's just an accidental mess, that's all.
Who's Walter?
Well, he's some fella that came up to Lastonbury and... Well, I guess Rosie sort of got a crush on him. Then his mother turned up with his fiancée.
Nice guy.
Well, it wasn't his fault. He didn't say or do anything to attract Rosie's attention. Well, it just happened. Well, it turned out he doesn't like the girl he's engaged to. That's what he said.
Oh, it sounds like a mess. And it sounds as if it is his fault.
Mm-mm, it's his mother's fault. She's the famous Bertha Jerome.
You mean, why grow old, use our preparations?
The same.
Oh.
She's very snooty. She wants Walter to marry this Norman.
That's the fiancé.
Uh-huh. Swell-looking girl. You know, all finished up from finishing school.
Yeah.
Well, so Rosie found out about Norma, and Rosie went to Florida. I guess to forget it all. It's quite romantic. Now she's coming back all of a sudden, and we don't know why.
How old is this guy, Walter?
Around 21.
Now, what's he doing up in Lastonbury?
You mean the army?
Sure. I'm in it. You're going. What's he got?
I think he got a 6-month deferment because he wasn't well or something.
Yeah, well, he sounds it.
Well, he's a very nice guy.
Maybe, but meanwhile, he's making Rosie feel bad.
It's not his fault.
What are you defending him for?
I'm not. Only it's Rosie's fault.
Well, I'm prejudiced in her favor.
You always were.
And I still am. Sammy.
Yeah? Yeah, Mike?
You know, excuse me, I always liked Rosie.
Uh-huh.
And I still do.
Yeah?
Well, I know. We both know. But, well, kids grow up and their feelings change and things change.
Yeah, sure.
But when I came home on this furlough, I kind of expected to see Rosie.
Well, she's coming home.
Yeah, but she's grown up now. I mean, this Walter.
What do you want to know, Mikey?
Nothing. A fella feels all kinds of things he can't say. If he doesn't want to say them. But I'm in this now, and you have to do a little postponing, you know? Plans and hopes, and some things have to wait.
I know.
We're young, and there's this war. But you believe in the way I do, Sammy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Rosie could understand, maybe she wouldn't be in such a hurry to get the doors closed. This Walter, I mean.
You can't have any guarantees, Mikey. People live the way they are. You make your life from what you are.
Sure, but don't you see, Sammy? He's there and I'm not. Hey, you better go inside.
Okay.
Abominable, betrayal, says, I've got your... le sombre de ojo de gallo. Desabinaba mis rezos, desabinaba mis rezos. ¡Ay, gallo! ¡Ay, gallo! Veo sus ojos brillos de calvo, de no sabe sombro, de no sabe sombro de ojo de gallo, de ojo de gallo. Desabinaba mis rezos. ¡Ay, gallo!
Mr. Jerome, to see me? Tell Mr. Jerome I can't be disturbed.
Jake, darling, maybe it's something.
Please, please, Grandpa, continue with the singing.
Go on, Grandpa. I got you.
I got you.
So while the singing goes on, Mr. Jerome waits to see Jake. How did he happen to come to see Jake at the Blooms? And what has he got to say? Say, before you do your supper dishes tonight, just ask yourself this. Are you using one of those halfway soaps? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it cheats you on safety for your hands. Or if it's a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. So forget such halfway soaps and try new Does. You see, Does is that amazing new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And for dishes, too, Does has everything. Everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. Just notice how soft and comfortable your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. In fact, Does is the only leading granulated wash day soap to give your hands such extra gentle care. Yet see how fast Does cuts tough grease without you doing any hard scouring. Why, no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. Remember, you can tell the difference in Does right in the suds. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, the last member of the Jerome family makes his impression on Jake, and Jake quiets down. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. All three kinds of wash.